Goldman Sachs has had its share of challenges also recently, and today the Wall Street Bank must answer to its main constituency, shareholders. At its annual shareholder meeting in Manhattan, Goldman executives will face some angry investors. Some want to change the company, and some have already sued it following allegations it committed civil fraud. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this preview.
Julie Tanner is expecting a lively show.
I think it's going to be a raucous meeting.
Tanner is assistant director of socially responsible lending for Christian Brothers Investment Services, which owns $9 million in Goldman stock. She is not happy that the bank is charged with civil fraud by the Securities and Exchange Commission. She is also not happy that the company's stock has fallen. Tanner has a very specific idea about how the company should change. Her group has a proposal asking the company to hire an independent chairman, separate from its CEO. Currently, both of those roles are occupied by Lloyd Blankfein.
I mean, given the lawsuits, the SEC investigations, the financial crisis, I mean, the need for effective board oversight to rein in excessive risk-taking by executives have never been more important than right now for this company.
Goldman's board has recommended voting against that proposal. There are several other proposals, including one looking into the pay disparities between executives and other employees. Shareholders will also vote on whether to require executives to hold their company shares to promote long-term performance. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.